Hello, my name is Aiden Macias, and I'm with
Austin Rocha.
And this is our first ever podcast. It is called Contemplating the Unknown, where we just talk about random stuff. And for this episode, it's going to be conspiracy theories. So, Austin, what do you have for us today?
Today, we have the Malaysian air flight that supposedly disappeared in 2014. And What I know so far is that the government wants to hide it from us.
Why would they hide it from us?
Because, you know, the government just doesn't want us to know what they know, if that makes sense. But, like, a few months ago, I'd say in, like, April, there's a Twitter user who received a voicemail from an unknown number, and it had military codes to translate to a message. It was an SOS message, and at the end of it, it had a whole bunch of numbers for coordinates, and they plugged into coordinates, and it was six or seven miles off of the supposed location of the crash of the airplane. And then about 2 to 3 weeks later, this guy said he was in his car at around 3 a.m., and he had seen somebody take a picture of his house with the flash on.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah.
If I saw that at 3 a.m., yeah, I would either go up to the guy and smash his camera. Hopefully he doesn't call up the, like, little people or, yeah, like, Oompa Loompas. Then I would just run like crazy.
Yeah. But I'd probably do the same thing. But, and then he kept on receiving threats from, I'm assuming, Malaysian people with Morse code messages, like anything to be decoded. And they're all threats to take down his post to, you know.
Are they in English or Malaysian?
No. It wasn't in any language. It was in Morse code, military code. I think there's another code. But all of them were related to wanting him to take down his tweet about receiving that voicemail.
How would you know if it's like Morse code? Because I wouldn't know at all.
Because it has, well, the way Morse code is, it's just a bunch of dots in text and dots. And then that's what his first impression was, oh, this is Morse code. Let me find somebody who can translate this for me. Okay. And whenever he got the message back, it was a threat saying, take this down, you're not ready for them. Okay, and that makes me think, well, what is them? And that's when I want to say that the government is hiding stuff from us.
Can't trust the government.
You can't. Because there could be, I mean, it could be a number of things that could have caused the plane to crash. And honestly, it's just crazy how well they're hiding it from us.
That's kind of why I'm afraid of going on airplanes.
Yeah.
If it could crash, the government will cover up.
Yeah, they'll try and cover it up if it's something, you know, that could concern the rest of the world.
You said it was in Malaysia?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I think it's in the Middle Eastern area, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Anything in like mid-Europe?
Yeah, yes, something like that. But I don't know how to explain it. But, all right. What do you think it could be?
Maybe it could be it got shot down and the government wanted to cover up, so they don't want a war.
But I still believe that it's extraterrestrials to have caused the whole thing.
Then how would the person signal in space?
Oh, yeah. I mean, with the, you know, the satellites and all that, I think it could be something with, again, extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just the technology today You know, it's a number of things that could explain what's happening.
Well, I can get barely a full bar in this school. So if you get like full bars in space, then my God, I want that phone.
You'd probably be able to hack the world. But yeah, with the technology, and it keeps coming. The technology just keeps advancing as each year goes by, you know. So I mean, it could be anything.
Yeah, kind of don't like that where we have to keep on advancing, get more new stuff. I just want to settle what I have. Yeah. Do you think the aliens just want to be friends with us?
I mean, they probably do, but we're just too scared, so we feel like we have to defend ourselves from them.
They just probably think that we're hostile and want to cut them open a lot. Is there anything else you want to say?
I mean, that's all that I have from my viewpoint.
Well, it was very interesting hearing about the Malaysian crash.
Yeah.
And that looks like we have time for. Okay. Thank you for joining us for
Contemplating the Unknown.
First ever podcast. I'm Aiden Macias, and I'm with
Austin Rocha.
Signing off.